The Victorian Premier is under increasing pressure over the ongoing lockdown measures and the capacity of contact tracing teams who are chasing up the coronavirus outbreaks there. Daniel Andrews says the current daily case numbers remain too high to open up, but some restrictions will be relaxed next week. The Premier has brushed off a no-confidence motion in the state's parliament as cheap politics. Meanwhile, the state's chief health officer has also defended the lockdown measures and explained why the outbreaks in Melbourne are so different from elsewhere. From Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
Frustration is growing over the stubborn tail of Victoria's second wave, the lockdown measures, and the uncertainty around the roadmap out of restrictions. For now, the Premier says the case numbers are still too high to open up as planned.
There's nothing fair to anybody if you open up because you're pressured to do so and the science doesn't back it. That's not fair, because you'll be closed again.
The opposition leader, Michael O'Brien, used question time to try to oust the Premier through a no-confidence motion.
Have Victorians seen the truth, Speaker? No. They've had an avalanche of amnesia. They've had a cavalcade of cover-ups. They've had a litany of lies. They've had everything but the truth. And that's what Victorians deserve.
The Premier has dismissed the opposition's motion as a stunt. But today, New South Wales recorded 13 new cases, while Victoria recorded 12. The state's chief health officer, Brett Sutton, was asked why the lockdown is still necessary if Victoria's numbers are lower than those in New South Wales. He says the differences are profound, with second wave clusters appearing in Melbourne's communities where outbreaks are hardest to control.
Average household size in Victoria, 2.5 people. On average, the household sizes that we're following up are twice to three times that size. That means more workplaces exposed, and it goes on exponentially. And we are coming down from 725 cases per day down to our 10 to 15 cases per day. We are not building up from a trickle of a small number of cases.
He says there are other challenges too.
Casualised work, of cash in hand, of issues of visa status, issues of language and cultural barriers. And so the challenge in Victoria is profoundly different from equivalent case numbers in any other jurisdiction of Australia.
Professor Sutton says the state's lockdown measures are in keeping with the World Health Organization's recommendations.
We're not out of accord with WHO advice, and WHO advised 200 countries and regions of the world, almost all of whom are not at this point, almost all of whom will need to manage a much more significant ongoing level of transmission. We are mapping out, as is explicit in the roadmap, a gradual easing to a point where we're getting to a COVID normal.
Former president of the Australian Medical Association, Mukesh Haikerwal, is a GP in Melbourne's West.
I don't think it's hit home in certain communities. And it's not necessarily the migrant communities alone, but that is certainly well noted in the figures. But it's also in demographics in certain age groups that still wander around without masks, and they're putting everybody at risk. So I think that there's a lot of messaging that is still not clear.
We're playing yesterday's game still, and it's changed.
Professor Nancy Baxter is from the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health.
So it's not that Melbourne necessarily has more or less large families. It's how the epidemic has developed. And specifically in Melbourne, you've had widespread community transmission. You know, it's gotten into workplaces. And who's working right now? Well, the people who have to go into work right now are essential workers. And essential workers tend to work in industries where they're not highly paid. It tends to rely on a workforce that is less secure, and often immigrant workers. Once you have that, once it's in the workplaces with these essential workers, the dynamics and the control of the epidemic are far different than in a place like Sydney, where it hasn't been as widespread in the community.
Professor Nancy Baxter from the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health. Emily Burke with that report.